Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, here to this Ask the Expert show. I'm Damian Hall here with News Talk 790 WNIS with your friends from Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to or on Facebook to find out what's going on with Eggleston this time of the season. And we'll recap right here in a quick second. But if you just joined us on that last segment where we were talking with Dr. Paul, that's Dr. Paul Hardy, for his information with recoveryforlife.com. That's recoveryforlife.com. As well as the other website that'll get you where you need to go, freelifellc.org, freelifellc.org. But we are quickly approaching the end of this show and the top of the next hour. Ms. Kristen Ricks, I'd like to bring you into the show to help us recap and talk about some things that we need to let everybody know about Eggleston before the conclusion of this show.
Thank you, Damian. It's always great to be on the show with you. I just wanted to circle back and talk about some of the things Paul had mentioned earlier in the hour. There are several ways to get involved with Eggleston this year in this holiday season. Our Christmas trees are currently on sale starting today at our garden center, and that's at 110 Lavalette in Norfolk, right near the Virginia Zoo. We also have poinsettias, garlands, wreaths, holiday decor, everything you need to get your house looking amazing for the holidays, as well as don't forget to stop by the farmer's market. A lot of local Virginia pantry and food items, perfect for a hostess gift, a holiday dinner, or just for a Tuesday night dinner. And you can stop by the garden center and farmers market Tuesday through Sunday. Paul also mentioned we are doing our annual angel tree again. So our angel tree helps some of the individuals in our programs who maybe don't have families or need a little extra help around the holidays with some basic needs, clothing, toiletry items, coats, hats, shoes, etc. We currently have 140 angels, and as of today, we still have over 100 angels that need to be adopted. So please consider, when you're doing your holiday shopping over the next couple weeks, to please consider picking up an angel from one of our angel trees. The best place to do that is go to EgglestonServices.org. There's a banner right on our homepage. Just click on that, and you just go to a sign-up genius.
Now, Kristen, less than $20 can make somebody's whole Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
In a lot of cases, right?
Yeah, we purposely make sure that the angels could easily be filled with, it's not hundreds of dollars per angel. We try to keep it very affordable so that everybody can participate. We even have many of our own employees who, are on limited budgets themselves, find it so rewarding that they also contribute and give back to the angel tree. So we're asking that all angel gifts be turned into our corporate office on Virginia Beach Boulevard by November 30th. And again, all that information is on the website. It's on our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram pages. So please feel free to follow us on any and all of those. Also, if you're looking to do some fun in December, we're going to be doing photos with Santa at our garden center on December 15th. This is free. You just take the photo with your own camera. Furry friends are welcome, so it's a great place to bring the pups and the kittens out to, as well as the kiddos. And if you still need some holiday decor at that point, go ahead and chop it up while you're there.
That's right. You guys have mentioned before, from wreaths, poinsettias, all things holidays, as well as the Christmas trees that actually get delivered today. They're expected there,
actually,
right?
They were delivered yesterday, so are
good.
Up and ready for sale now.
Sweet.
Yeah, and we have everything from little tabletop trees for those cute apartments up to 10-footers. But if you want those big ones, you better get out there soon. The big ones go very, very fast.
Good.
The last thing I wanted to mention was, I know a lot of times the holidays get crazy and you're trying to clean things out. Don't forget about taking advantage of our shredding services. We have drop-off shredding at our military highway location. So when you're trying to declutter a little bit as you're putting up those holiday decorations, don't just shove it in a closet. Just take it and get it recycled and get it shredded. And that way you can have a safe way to dispose of all those documents. So,
and don't forget about Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Giving Tuesday is going to be on Tuesday, November 28th. You can donate through our website. You can set up a Facebook campaign. There's so many ways to get involved, but just definitely EgglestonServices.org is the best place to get started with any of those questions.
Good. EgglestonServices.org. Into our last 60 seconds of this show. Anybody have any parting words for us?
I just want to thank Paul for his 35 years of service to Eggleston and his nearly 70 years of life here in Hampton Roads. He's been making Hampton Roads a great place for the last 70 years, and I just want to thank him for all he does. And I used to tease him that I don't want him to leave with a toe tag, but he's promised me that he's going to, without a toe tag on, but he's promised me that he's always going to be around and always going to be a Norfolk boy. So I'm happy to say that I'm so grateful to have had such an amazing mentor, and thank you, Paul.
Well, thank you, Harrison. My journey with Eggleston has been half of my life, and I feel I leave the organization in very capable hands, and I am encouraged by the direction the organization is going, and that I think the impact will be great over the next few years, and trust that you will be a firm hand at the till, as they say. So, to keep things moving in the right way and to really focus on the mission. And in summary, I've been there 35 years. People continue to say what I've done has been, good of what I've contributed. But at the end of the day, I think I got far more out of it than I gave. So it's a great, great thing to be a part of.
Well said, Paul. And thank you. It's been a pleasure knowing you and being here doing this radio show with you for 18 plus years that I've been doing it with you. It has been a pleasure. And Eggleston has been really a joy doing these shows because it's always something positive and something that the community can get behind. So, from 68 years of Eggleston and to 68 more, we cheers to this show and to the new year with all things Eggleston. Thank you guys so much for being here on this Ask the Expert show. Paul, Kristen, Irving, Harrison, Geraldine, thank you guys so much for being here. I'm Damian Hall for News Talk 790 WNIS.